I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J&A.
Of J&A and the Day, home team of real estate team, with our weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it. Kicking into 2018, Jay, what's the buzz right now in the middle of January, middle of winter 2018?
I tell you, snow, ice, cold hasn't slowed down anything. We've got lots of people selling, lots of homes going on the market. It's probably the busiest winter month that I've seen, and I've been doing this for 15 years.
Spectacular. Hey, this came up in my life recently with a friend, and they had to sell, and it was called a short sale. And I'm thinking, well, all of Jay's sales are short sales. They sell these homes fast and for the most money all the time. Is that the same thing, short sale?
No. We do try and get things done quickly. However, short sale is a little bit different. And, you know, we've spent a lot of time on the podcast talking about how the market has recovered, which is great, and it has. However, there are still people that are out there that may owe more on their house than what the house will sell for. And basically, if you owe more than what your house is worth and you want to sell it and the bank has to approve it, and they do approve it, that is called a short sale. I mean, I'll give you an example. Right now, I've got a client who contacted me, and I sold them a house, oh my gosh, in Jefferson, I think it was 12 or 13 years ago. And what they paid for the house then, the value has not gotten back to that point. So it was a divorce situation. They had a certain amount of time that, you know, the wife was able to stay in the home. The husband hasn't lived there in, I don't know, 8-9 years. Now it's time to sell. And they had an interest-only loan. So meaning when they were making their payments, they were paying interest only. They never paid anything down on principal. So they still owe pretty much the same amount of money that they borrowed. And realistically, you know, when I talk with them, I was like, okay, well, we're not in an equity sale. There's no way we're going to be able to sell this and have you make any money. And you don't have enough equity, so we need to find out if you can go short. And what that involves is we actually have an attorney that will talk to any of our potential clients that have a short sale to see if they have, you know, the specifics that are required to be able to get the bank to allow them to sell it short. And, you know, it's not every case it can be done. But I'll tell you, we've got a system in place. We have an attorney we work with that, as I try and find a piece of wood here in the studio to knock on, every single one that we've sent them, they have been able to close for us. Now, of the people that we send them to screen to see if they can qualify for a short sale, it may be more like 40% of them qualify for it. But if the attorney says they qualify, we have 100% close rate on those. And, you know, and this is with people, some, you know, it's not always about how much money do you have in the bank? Do you owe another house? It all is circumstantial based on that specific situation. So if we've got anyone out there who's listening who, you know, say it's a divorce situation or, like you said, you lost your job or there's been a change in circumstances that you cannot afford the house, or you got a job offer and you're being relocated out of the area.
So when you purchase a home, you don't see anything like this coming. This is an unfortunate situation that nobody wants to get in. Is that correct?
Correct. And you know, the values were crazy 12, 13 years ago. I mean, the homes were selling for ridiculous numbers. And a lot of the areas, it has come back and at least selling in that same price point so people can get out. Or if they didn't have an interest-only loan, they've been paying down the principal of a mortgage for, you know, 10, 12 years. But a lot of people ended up getting interest-only loans, which means they weren't really paying anything off except for the interest. And they never refied, which is crazy because, you know, with the way interest rates have changed, I'm shocked at how many people haven't refied. But if their values weren't there, maybe the bank wouldn't do a refi for them. I mean, the bottom line is, and I would say to anyone who's listening here, if you need to sell, you have a situation that you're in, and you're not planning on staying in your house, just give us a call. We'll have you talk to the attorney. There's no cost to you to have this consultation, and we'll see if it makes sense. If it does, we'll help you get out. Sometimes it's, you know, it's not selling the house. Sometimes it's doing some type of payment plan with the bank. Sometimes it's bankruptcy. There's all types of options that sort of fall into place. And, you know, the attorney will give you all those options. Then you make a decision. If it makes sense to do a short sale, we'll help you. If it doesn't, you'll have other options to choose from. And then you can make an informed decision instead of, you know, I mean, we see people that just walk away from houses. And what that can do to somebody's credit is massive. You know, if you just say, I can't afford it, it's a divorce. My ex moved out. I moved out. The house is empty. I owe $300,000 on it and it's worth $250,000, so I'm just going to walk away and leave it alone. That's not the best case in most situations.
You mentioned that 40% qualifies, so simply owing more on your home than it's worth doesn't automatically mean you're going to be qualified for this short sale?
Correct. There has to be some type of hardship or something going on to be able to get you to qualify. And, you know, there is a lot of laws that changed recently. And, you know, as agents, we're not supposed to negotiate with the banks on your behalf. We pay out of our commission. We pay a portion of that to an attorney to negotiate for you on your behalf. Because most people that are in a short sale situation don't have the cash to pay someone.
Are we talking about Maryland or are we talking about all four states?
We're talking about all four states.
Really, this pretty much works across the board for all four states because I know the rules are different on every other subject.
Yeah, well, the rules are different of what qualifies, and we have different attorneys in place for different things for each of the states because they do need to know the specifics of the state. But, you know, most banks, unfortunately, have seen this, and they also realize the cost to foreclose – It's difficult. It's extremely costly. It's time consuming. And if you've got someone who's willing to go through the process to try and get the home sold, most of the banks will work with them if there's a true hardship. And I mean, there's sometimes that a short sale won't work. However, if the short sale doesn't work, we've had it where some of the banks will do a deed in lieu of foreclosure, which means the house doesn't even go up for sale. They just sign the house back over to the bank. And, you know, don't have to worry about any of the other repercussions in dealing with foreclosures. But again, we'll get you in touch with an attorney, and the attorney will explain the pros and cons of all the options. And then it's left up to the client of what they want to do. Does it make sense to do a short sale? Do they want to do a foreclosure? Do they want to do a bankruptcy? Or are they truly still stuck? You know, we've had people that, you know, they have the money. And when we had one recently, they had to bring $20,000 to the table to sell the house, but they wanted to immediately sell and they wanted to go buy something else. They had over $100,000 in the bank, and they were like, well, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to pay the difference, and I'm going to go buy another house.
This sounds like a bleak situation, Jay. The circumstances could be really awful, but don't despair. There might be a way out. It might not be a perfect way out. That's why you need to call Jada and the Day Home Team.
Yeah, don't be embarrassed. You know, it's amazing how many people, like, put their head in the sand.
You guys won't judge. You've seen everything.
Oh, we have. We've seen it all.
I understand.
And like I said, you know, we're here to help. And I said, just having that conversation with the attorney to give you options. And a lot of people avoid it because, you know, they get those late payments or they stop taking calls from the bank, you know, because they're not paying their mortgage or whatever the situation. You know, hiding from it, it's never going to go away. So just address it up front. Like I said, the beauty of working with us and the attorney we put you in touch with, that consult is 100% free. So it's no skin off your back, no money out of your pocket, just to see what the options are.
Yeah, you made a move, and knowledge is power, action is power. You don't feel totally helpless.
Exactly.
Home of the week.
All right, home of the week. This is not a short sale. So just thought I'd bring that up. Great townhouse over in Whittier on Paxton Terrace, listed in the upper twos, 3-bedroom, 3 full bath, 1 half bath, fully finished, deck off the back, garage townhome, great house. Again, it's 2102 Paxton Terrace right over in Whittier. Go to WFRE.com, go to JDA's Real Estate Podcast. You can see all the photos of the interior, exterior of this great townhome. And great neighborhood, great house. Check it out.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Weekly Real Estate Podcast. Thank you. Bless you for listening. Tell your friends all about it.